Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And away he goes! Jalen Warren with the touchdown!
Man, I love it all the time, man. I just think the thicker it is, man, you got an opportunity to really show yourself. And if you're solid, it shows. And I try to be solid. I expect our team to be solid. And it showed today.
I'll say it again. The fire Mike Tomlin chants have aged terribly. He's 3-0 since that incident. The Steelers are one of the teams that are atop the football world today based on that amazing performance in Detroit yesterday. And Tomlin, predictably, on all the national shows, is getting talked up again as one of the greatest coaches of all time because he extended his streak. 19 years now. That ties Belichick. The only coach who went longer was Tom Landry, 21 years in Dallas from 65 to 85. So that predates the AFL-NFL merger. Belichick had Tom Brady for the entire stretch of that run. Guess what happened the next year when Brady retired? Belichick went 7-9 with Cam Newton as his quarterback. So I know it should not be, in my opinion, held up as the thing that makes Tomlin better than coaches that have more Super Bowl rings or have more playoff success, because those things mean a lot more. But it is evidence or proof that he's a good coach. You know, I think that when we drop our battle lines on Tomlin, there are certain Steelers fans that actually think he's not good at his job and he stinks. My thing is that he's just, I think, reached his expiration date or thought that way until they went on this run and felt like they were in need for someone different. And there are a lot of things that Tomlin has done both as a head coach and as a guy that does more than that in terms of talent evaluation and bringing in guys that has left a lot to be desired. I just innocuously tweeted out last night after the game, Tomlin's going to have another winning season. The second Andy Reid loses Patrick Mahomes, they have a losing season. And it's not even like Mahomes got injured in week 3. It happened in December. And they're 6-9 right now. And I think Andy Reid's one of the greatest coaches of all time. So I think it is time to at least even if you're on the other side of the aisle like I am and have been pretty anti-Mike Tomlin for a long time, I'm also not so ignorant that when he does good things, I'm going to give him credit for it. And righting the ship this season and clinching a winning season is an example of good coaching on his part, Chris.
I think his problem, and I would probably put myself in this camp, I hung on longer to the idea that he was being unfairly vilified, like up until several years ago when I thought it started to get very stale. Belichick had too much say in personnel, and that was his undoing once Brady was gone. I think Mike sometimes, and to his credit, I think he has been more collaborative than maybe we on the outside feel with this newer regime. I think they needed to get him or Kevin Colbert out of there to get some new voices in. I think the problem for him is what he is really good at, which is making sure that teams do not ever basically like just roll over and play dead no matter the circumstance, sometimes isn't the best thing for an NFL team that's trying to reload. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to podcasts lately about like a contender that's fallen on hard times. Chiefs and Lions are actually two good examples where somebody has said, you know, they might just need like a mid first round pick to kind of jumpstart something in their team and like help turn it over. The Steelers just rarely get that unless they trade up to go and get it, and that's hard to build a really big-time contender that way.
Right.
But forget about that. That's like, those are the downstream effects of what we're actually discussing here. If being a good coach is on some level, can you win games, right? You just win games? He's a good coach. And you know who I think, like,
that was his 200th win yesterday when
total,
you combined the playoffs.
Yeah, all in. Now, he is the steward of the defense. We all know this. And so when it goes bad, he should get ripped for it.
Yep.
But when it goes good, like it really did for the majority of that game until they went prevent, which I just, you know, whatever. It's a separate side subject.
Yeah.
They were awesome. And that's on him. I think he's done a couple things this year in these last three games even that I have to take note of and laud. I think he's moved chess pieces around again. Like, he used Ramsey a little differently yesterday because the situation dictated
it. With Echols getting hurt.
He didn't have Herbing and Watt, who are his two best pass rushers, and he found ways to get pressure early, partly taking advantage of the manpower up front and in the middle.
Yep.
He has also, I think, either allowed or just as collaboratively with Smith and Rodgers, opened up the middle of the field in recent weeks in the passing game, which has made a difference. And if coaching is also trying to manage players and figure out what pieces work right, I'm going to throw my hands up and say he has allowed Aaron Rodgers to say, bring me Adam Thielen, bring me MVS. And guess what? Aaron Rodgers looks like a better football player with them around.
And when we were complaining earlier in the year, and don't pretend Steelers fans like you weren't doing this because we heard from you, when we were complaining that they were trying to shoehorn in Gainwell and get Gainwell too involved, well, guess what? That was the right call.
He's the most versatile offensive player in piece. He is.
Part of effective coaching, too, is when you lose players to injury, how do the guys who step up play and perform?
Dylan Cook has been a revelation. I mean, I think like they've had guys hold the fort other than him on the offensive line. I think guys like Spencer Anderson have matured into like solid little roles. I remember we joked about him as a U of Maryland guy. I will also say this. Right this second, the coach when we are critical of Mike that actually resembles the bad version of Mike we put out there is John Harbaugh.
Yeah, look at them again yesterday.
They didn't give Derrick Henry the effing ball.
I know.
They just stopped giving their best option the ball. Like the stuff we
with Lamar out too.
The stuff we are driven crazy about with Mike is the crap that Harbaugh actually does. And guess what? He doesn't run a side of the ball. He's a special teams overseer.
Yeah, he's
more
a supervisor
like Cowher
coach.
Than that.
He's a CEO coach.
So we could take big picture swings at this and talk about Mike through a variety of interesting lenses. You are not a bad coach when you win 200 total NFL games. And he is right now proving that one of the things that Terry Bradshaw and a lot of his detractors will twist around and say that it's a bad thing about him, that he's a cheerleader who inspires his guys but doesn't coach him upright. I think he's doing the latter part pretty well right now.
Yep.
But the fact that he didn't get all these guys to kick in the can here when it got bad and they were 6-6, that's impressive.
And I'm going to...
His quarterback's 42!
I was just going to say, I will already offer up the retort before the argument even comes in. I am already seeing it on our text line. The argument of, well, this is what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Aaron Rodgers is the guy to credit for the success that they're having. Fine. I'll say that. Give Aaron Rodgers his flowers or whatever. Aaron Rodgers is not here if not for Mike Tomlin.
Do you see Rodgers walking off the field and Tomlin talking about him and Hayward and the way they all talk about each other?
Yes.
You think, as much as Rodgers might like the schemes, you think he's like slapping Kevin O'Connell on the back like that?
And
if he goes there?
And here's the other thing that I also have to concede as somebody that did not want Aaron Rodgers here and thought this thing was going to blow up in spectacular fashion. One of the things that I argued against was, hey, if you win too many games, what it's going to do is hurt you in the long run because you're not going to be able to get a quarterback in this loaded 2026 draft. Well, guess what? The 2026 draft is no longer loaded with quarterbacks. The only way really now to get one of these quarterbacks is to have gone, 3-14. And that was never happening. The team, unless it's the Titans or Giants, and maybe even still the Giants, the team that ends up with the worst record in the NFL is going to draft Mendoza. Unless it's the Titans or Giants who would be open for business, you would think. And the Jets.
It's the Browns or the Raiders.
Or the Cardinals.
They're going to take them.
And then who else is out there?
It'll be Garrett Nussmeier in the third round. That's what it'll be.
A flyer on Drew Aller.
Who are you, Austin Beckholt?
I just wanted to say that. That's what we're looking at.
Austin Filippone.
So it's not even like this has hurt them or prevented them. You know, like, I think one of the things you have said a lot about the Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph season and trading for Minka. Well, if you don't do that and you stink, maybe you end up with Herbert. Maybe you're able to draft Justin Herbert because you would have had like a 5-win season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's your quarterback. I don't think you can play that game. There is no revisionist history with this season. I don't think
you can either because of the way the quarterback class has shaken out. I also think like we can be talking about two different things here. You can talk about like the long range effect of like how his dominance over the coaching staff and everything else has probably had a negative long term impact. And Art Rooney's like insistence on not really wanting to change things up or really shake it up much. But forget about that for a minute. Like, to me, this is a here and now conversation. With this team, he is doing a good job here and now. They hit a low point. They heard Chance. He acknowledged Chance that wanted him fired and said, yeah, I agree with him. We played like garbage. They have been a different football team in pretty much every respect since then, and a better one. I'm not saying they look like a Super Bowl contender. I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
But look like, for the first time in a very long time, I'd argue 2018, like a team that could win a game in the playoffs.
They don't look like a smoke and mirrors team either. It doesn't look like they're doing this by fluke.
They don't play pretty football, but they play football right now. They're playing football that looks legitimate, at least. It's not like up-tempo Rams offense. I've heard it described as very tasty muck or slop.
Right now, they're the 11th ranked scoring offense in the NFL. I did not have that on my Steelers 2025 bingo card.
Do you know what
that's good? That's not great, but that's a good offense.
So there's I saw this one. It's the last several Super Bowl winners, I think, Pony, have been at top 10 EPA per play offensively. That's like an advanced stat that people really like to dig in on. And the only two outliers are 11th. So you got to be like an EPA per play good team. They're 13th right now, man. They're knocking on the door of being on the side of the ball we all don't believe in, or we didn't believe in. They're knocking on the door of being good enough to be Super Bowl good these last several years.
412-928-9370. Here's Reese in the Hill just for Kello. Reese.
What's up, fellas? How y'all today?
We're good.
We're good, man.
I got a few things real quick.
Go ahead.
So, part of the DK Metcalf situation, I'm sorry. I don't know how you heard them people saying all that crowd noise. That's one. And as far as I think the Steelers could get to the Super Bowl, three reasons why I say that. One, hot quarterback. Two, your defense is playing right at the right time. Three, here's something that maybe nobody has really paid attention to. It's possible the Steelers could have two home games in the playoffs. As of right now, Buffalo can win their game and Houston could beat their game against New England. Mm-hmm. And if the Steelers win, what does that leave?
If you have a wild card team that advances to the AFC Championship game and the Steelers get to the AFC Championship game too, they would host it. That happened in 08 with the Cardinals when the Steelers went to the Super Bowl. Arizona was only 9-7, but they won the NFC West. They had to go on the road and play Carolina in the divisional round, but then they got to come back and play in Arizona again because Philadelphia, as a six seed, got all the way to the NFC Championship game. And if you think Buffalo and Houston, and I agree with this, are legit threats, then that is possible. But that would also require the Steelers to probably go on the road. Well, actually, what am I talking about here?
Not necessarily.
Time out. They could actually host a divisional round game.
Yeah, they could. Because right now it's...
They could host three playoff games.
So Denver is still currently the number one seed, right?
Yes.
Because New England didn't jump them.
They could host three.
They have a chance to host three. They would require them winning the 4-5 game, 6-7 winning their matchups.
Yep. And then six or seven go into the one seed.
Seven would play one.
And then you beat the six
seed. And then you'd play the six seed at home. Seven has to beat one. Then you'd play the seven seed. It's possible.
But if the seven seed is Houston, is that unrealistic?
No.
That Houston with their defense could go on the road and win two playoff games?
No, I still think they're a pretty scary team. I know they looked awful against the Raiders for the most part yesterday before pulling it out, but I mean, that is a defense that travels. This should not be read as like some sort of full-throated endorsement of the Steelers are awesome, 2005, baby. The AFC is wide open. Not one of these teams is without flaw or sin or shortcoming.
But even that being said, you don't look at them as a
no,
Super Bowl.
No, because I still think like the other team, I trust teams with dynamic quarterbacks more even if they've got flaws.
Yeah.
But I could illustrate a path to victory, assuming the Steelers finish this off and get in. You name for me any of the potential opponents they could have. I could tell you a way where I could plausibly see them winning. And actually, yesterday's result goes a decent amount of the way towards getting me there.
Here's the usual Tomlin skeptic, our guy Lou in Staten Island. Hello, Lou.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, Lou? You got to be feeling pretty good today, right?
I am, and I'm actually going to hit the record button. All right, this is the third time I think I've done this on your show. I'm going to actually compliment the head coach.
Okay,
right? I mean, I told you guys he was going to get boat raced, and what we've seen in the fourth quarter yesterday, I thought we were going to see for four quarters. But let's just, let's keep in mind two things, all right?
Yep.
One, I've never said he's a bad coach. You don't win 200 games in the league and not be a bad coach. I said he's a good coach. I take umbrage with people who think he's a Hall of Fame coach, which he probably will make it, but I don't think he is. And I also have, you just said, Andrew, and you're right in a way, but I'm going to explain to you what the difference is. You said, a lot of the fan base don't necessarily like Tomlin. It's not just that. It used to be a time in your city, which I love, good was not good enough. And what has changed under this coach is just that half of the fan base accepts the 9-8s, the 10-7s, getting into the playoffs the first round, losing and starting all over again and being stuck in that mediocrity abyss. So that's where my main problem is with Tomlin. But I don't want to be negative today. I want to be positive. What I would like for Mike to do is one time take this team and overachieve. And he's at the doorstep of doing that. He's got one thing to do. Beat Shedeur Sanders next week. It gives us a bye indirectly. We sit everybody to last week, and we will be primed for a pretty good run. And the
Lou,
difference between,
they might have a double bye if Jordan Love is healthy enough to go, because it might well be the
Snoop. Or Malik Willis.
Yeah, it might be the Snoop Huntley show, and they might have what amounts to a double bye if they want one.
I actually agree with that. I think that will happen, but let's just take care of our business first and worry about what the Ravens are going to do. I think the Ravens are finished. But, this is the other thing that is really important to me, okay? Is this the difference? I've been saying, what's been the difference? And from this year compared to years past, right? And it's obvious. The difference is we have a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback who is refusing. If you listen to his interviews the last two games, he's talking about how we picked to lose. This man is listening to all of the negative crap going on with this team, and I'm a cheerleader of that. And I think he's taking it to heart. And I also think that he realizes this is it. Maybe one more season. And I think he's the number one reason on why we're in the position that we're in. And Tomlin's done a good job, too. But it's really Rodgers that I think
Tomlin's the reason Rodgers is here, though. That's what you can't separate.
Yeah.
Rodgers wanted to come and play for Mike Tomlin. So you might not feel like Mike is schematically doing all this great stuff. If you think Rodgers is the single most difference-making player, he's here because of Mike.
And I agree that his antenna's up. Rodgers. I think he sees all and knows all and hears all, even though he probably would never admit it. And I think part of it, too, is he, for whatever reason, has so much respect for Mike and likes Mike so much that he's motivated to win for him. I actually think that that's a phenomenon that's gone on here. Well, you think this guy should be fired? We'll show you. Just wait. Would Mike say, keep watching?
Mm-hmm.
And then he called out Brooke Pryor as he went into the locker room.
Called out her question that he knew she would ask either yesterday or coming up in the weekly presser. It's because I'm confident because I'm around
her. Living in life. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
If I'm Brooke, that's a big pop. He called her out by name.
I'm not sure. I think it's partly a dart, but I think it's an acknowledgement that there's a quasi-respect there. Maybe that he's tired of answering the same question. What if he had seen Chris Carter there and he had said, it's because we rolled down out of a too high safety look to get Jalen Ramsey in the slot, and then they were in quarters and we knew that we could run the ball on them.
I saw that video going around. That's the first time I heard the audio of it. Man, he did pat himself on the back, though, because
he's feeling himself.
His big thing is we do these two-point conversion plays to start every practice period at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big believer in that and practicing those reps and having those scrimmage reps. And he is thinking that that's why they're so good down at the goal line both ways, both with their great red zone offense this year, even though Washington fumbled, and with the stops they got down there twice in this
game. I would just say, by the way, he's patting himself on the back a little bit, but like, what is this medium and what he does and any of it all for, other than when you go on the road, and in his case, you win a game people didn't think you'd win? Right?
You should. After a game like that, you got to puff your chest
everybody
out.
If you were somebody who said Mueller's insane, he should be picking the Steelers, they're going to shock the world, this is the time to call and puff your chest out. Well, otherwise, why the hell do we do any?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
of this.
That's what I mean when I say we got a no-blink group. You know, and it's not like things are ideal. Man, I can't say enough about Dylan Cook, for example. I mean, man, that's our fourth left tackle. We ran for 200-plus yards today with that guy. But it's a lot of examples of that, man. That's what team is about, and I'm just appreciative of their efforts.
Some of the banal platitudes we've heard for years involving Mike Tomlin are paying off. Standard is the standard, next man up, things like that. Dylan Cook, prime example of that. Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, even Scotty friggin' Miller. Calvin Austin gets hurt in this game in three straight big-time plays by Scotty Miller, who had been in witness protection for this entire year.
The one on the sideline was like a legitimately phenomenal play.
Who's surprisingly getting a helmet over Roman Wilson. And that has led to a little bit of criticism towards Mike and definitely towards the organization for the drafting and development of Roman Wilson. And just to like prove that they know more than the fans, even more, there's a sequence in this game where Scotty Miller showed up and helped assist the Steelers in securing victory.
By the way, getting very close to that magical five catch mark that
all
I
right.
need.
I get it.
For Black and Gold Auction House. I would say just quickly, it's amazing what kind of a deodorant winning is. We all laughed at like, wow, Roman Wilson's at least athletic. Why won't they give him a chance? They have surrounded Rodgers with basically Metcalf and the cast of the Rodgers and Friends show. And damn it, if Thielen and Miller didn't make chain moving where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, plays.
412-928-9370 to get in on the conversation. Here's B. Weezy on the fan. Hello, B. Weezy.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say I'm definitely on the bandwagon. I just spent a couple weeks sitting at the back of the bus yelling at the driver, but it's that time of year now. I'm bringing them Christmas cookies on, and I'm sitting in the front. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, I wanted to bring it to your guys' attention about this DK discipline stuff. Back in September, the Lions played the Ravens. After a Hopkins touchdown, the Lions fan got in Lamar's face, and Lamar shoved one of their fans, way more malicious.
It was the Bills.
That was a Bills game. Then Lamar actually apologized, I guess, afterwards. Yes.
That's my fault.
His claim was that the fans instigated
the guys
contact
on the head. Yeah.
with players.
Well, it's
first.
On the video.
Yeah.
It's on video. The fan is hitting guys on the head. And then Lamar, that got resolved. This seems a lot more like a nasty situation.
There are two very different bandwagons here. There is a bandwagon that I think is now closing in on capacity. And that is the bandwagon that the Steelers are finally good enough to end this playoff win drought. They are going to host a playoff game.
Assuming they get
some
in.
Unbelievable collapse, which would be the worst in Steelers history under Tomlin.
Yes.
If they can't get in at this point.
Yes.
And so saying, hey, I think they're going to win a playoff game is one thing. I think a lot of fans, if not all of them, are starting to feel that way during this three-game winning streak, even though they've beaten teams that are 8-7, 7-8, and 6-9. What I am more interested in is hearing if people agree with Starkey that the Steelers are now a Super Bowl contender and Mike and Joe can actually see the Steelers playing in Santa Clara in February and representing the AFC. Because I can't get myself there because they've beaten three flawed football teams. Not bad ones, but teams that are not even going to be part of the tournament in January when it starts.
I think that bandwagon is more still like Thelma and Louise going over the cliff in the convertible at the end. Joe and, I don't know, pick somebody else.
Well, we haven't had anybody else call in and say they're on it yet. So right now he's by himself at 412-928-9370. Here's Rob in North for Sales. Hello, Rob.
What's up, fellas? Happy holidays.
You too.
I almost forgot I was on hold.
Well, now you're on the air. What do you got for us, brother?
Well, this run is as big for Aaron as it is for Tomlin because it helps him give a better ending to his career. And right now, he got this offense clicking. And when you break down the AFC, you got four young guys that haven't taken that next step yet. The only veterans are Aaron and Allen. So I think if the Steelers run that offense they had yesterday, they could steal a win, especially if it's at home. So for the first time, they're not a lame duck playoff team. Hey, here's a hat and a t-shirt. Thanks for participating.
I think that, Rob, one of the things, and this applies to some teams more than others, and I think it does the Steelers, I do think if and when they get to the playoffs, it is much more incumbent that they stay on schedule with their offense. I still don't like them playing from like a 7 or 10 point deficit early. Like, I wouldn't worry as much if I were the Bills, for example. They have to try to dictate terms. But even though, Pony, you've brought up the records of these teams they've beaten, I thought they went and dictated terms to an explosive offense for 48 to 50 minutes of that football game.
They've won all three games in different ways, though, too. I mean, their offense got off to a good start with big plays against Baltimore. It took a while for the offense to warm up against Detroit. They needed one huge, like, out of nowhere, astronomical odds of it happening to get themselves kickstarted, the Gainwell catch for a touchdown. And then in the second half, they pretty much had their way. And again, like, to be fair to Tomlin, although it's very difficult for some of our listeners to actually do this, if I'm going to crucify the guy for two and a half months of being terrible at second half adjustments and the chess match that is what happens when you get a recess and a break to kind of take a deep breath and figure out what's going on, I have to give him credit that the last two games, the third quarter has been owned by the Steelers.
I mean, I just
the team they're facing in back-to-back weeks has negative yards in the third quarter of play.
I thought
that's as dominant as it gets defensively.
I thought what was just as important in the third quarter yesterday was just that they kept the ball away from the Lions for that long. Because eventually you kind of thought maybe Detroit would get it going, and I still think they did because the Steelers probably shifted philosophies and didn't try to heat up Goff.
That's exactly right, Chris.
Like, he's a zone beater. He destroys zones. If you don't touch him, he's going to pick you apart. So I didn't like that, but every coach in the league, I think, honestly, would have kept playing defense that way. You said they won three different ways. They won with explosive pass plays against the Ravens. That was their offense. They didn't run the ball. Rodgers just kept hitting big shots, and they were opportunistic. And they got some breaks, and they took advantage of them. They destroyed a team that never plays well in cold weather after a slow start, but it was still ground-based. And their defense, I thought, played really well and made a bad quarterback look even worse and got him benched. And then they just, I thought, strangled the best offense in the league still by points per game this year until they really did not have enough time to come all the way back. And when they almost did... Listen, man, the other story of that last play of the game is the Steelers bowed their backs and weren't going to let him in, and but for a very weird confluence of circumstances, that game ended because of an OPI. Otherwise, it was the Steelers sniffing that play out, and in any other situation, they whistle him down.
Yep. Artie is in Slippery Rock. Hello, Artie.
Hi, guys. So the only guy in that no-blink room Tomlin talks about is Aaron Rodgers. Tomlin blinks so much his eyelids are going to burn off. And, Pony, you were right last week when I called. I do want Aaron Rodgers to come back next year, even if we don't win the Super Bowl. Did you guys hear 5 minutes into the first quarter where Jonnu Smith goes into motion, and he goes, "What the F are you doing?" Did you guys hear that?
I did not, actually. I'd have to go back and watch that, or if somebody passed that video
hold on, the
off
idea,
to me.
Rodgers is a taskmaster, and his knowledge of offense is absolutely helping them. The idea that the callers seem to put out there that he's been the guy who's been a rock all season is false.
No, but if I were ranking the reasons why
he's a very big
they're
reason.
Winning right now, Rodgers is one for me. But that is not, like, in other years, maybe I would have said that as a shot at Tomlin. It's not now. He's only here because of Mike.
Well, the
you know, when Mason Rudolph got hot and got them into the playoffs, that was actually a bad look for Mike, because that was the last thing he wanted to do, and he only went to it because he had no other options at that point.
And then, yeah.
And it made his quarterback process look bad. This does the opposite of that.
The only thing I would say about his process, and this is one of those chicken and the egg things, is it's obvious Rodgers has way more leeway than anyone since Ben, because Tomlin has so much respect for his acumen and ability, even though obviously his mobility is mostly gone, the arm is still there. Mike is going to have to find a way, whenever it's time to move on from Rodgers, assuming Mike still wants to be the head coach here, to start trusting quarterbacks who are not first ballot upper room Hall of Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I've had that thought a bunch. He trusts the guy, and he's letting the guy play the way he wants to play now. You're going to eventually have to do that with, like, somebody who hopefully is a reasonable facsimile of Drake May.
Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. Happy holidays. I've been a believer, but I still come with a little bit of skepticism because of the past. I think Tomlin deserves all the credit for what he has done in the last three games. I think it was prompted by those chants and the criticism that he got. You know, even walking off the field, he was kind of, you know, referring to, was it Pryor?
Yeah, Brooke.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, those chants, those criticisms was warranted. I think we can win a playoff game. I'm still a little bit concerned about us playing in Denver or in New England. But like I said, after we beat the Colts, I think everybody, we can beat anybody, honestly. Like, we can beat anybody. We have a chance now. We have a fighting chance because we got a legit quarterback.
Well, the other thing they've done here is that they've strung wins together. It's the first time all year they've won three in a row. You're not going to get a bye. You've got to win three in a row to get to the Super Bowl.
But winning
so they've
these
actually
games,
shown it that they can do
on.
That.
Winning these games in a row, I'll go back to Lou in Staten Island. He's right. It gives them a chance at possibly a double bye. I actually would not sit all the starters for two games, like all your important pieces. If you get that to that point, though, where you don't have to even beat the Browns, if the Packers do your dirty work, why would you play Rodgers in any of your key pieces more than a half in either of the last two games? I'd play him a half against Cleveland. Very funny to imagine Myles Garrett breaking the sack record against Mason Rudolph. And then I would give Rodgers the week off in week 18 if it gets to that point. So your winning streak here might actually get you a de facto bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
3:45, time to make the call. The smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Steelers 29, Lions 24. Steelers 3-game winning streak and total command now of the AFC North, thanks to the Ravens' loss last night. They could clinch the division before they even play their next game, depending on what happens Saturday night between Green Bay and Baltimore. Donnie was in the house. The lucky rabbit's foot the Steelers needed, him and the nasty boys. A house that smelled like stale farts and BO for 48 hours where there was
How'd that make it distinguishable from the rest of Detroit? No, I'm not supposed to say that. I heard Detroit's on the comeback trail.
Is it?
I've heard it's much nicer than probably like jackasses like me are giving it credit for these days.
All right. Apology accepted.
Well, it wasn't apologizing
to you. On behalf of Detroit.
Oh, okay. Now you're speaking for Detroit.
All right, Dom. Donnie trusted you with the 3-game ball recipients before the show.
Terrible move.
I am guessing that there are no Lions who received game balls.
A Lion got consideration. It received votes.
Who?
Would you like to guess who?
Jared Goff.
No.
Then I really can't fathom who on that team would warrant it.
One Lion received
Hutchinson?
Votes.
No.
No.
Who even had a good game for them? They kind of spread... Isaac
Jameson
Tesla?
Williams?
No.
Who?
Jack Campbell.
I don't see that.
That's reaching. A bit much.
I'm saying 3 Steelers here. I'm going to guess 2 offensive players and 1 defensive player.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to name them. I'm just saying that's what I think the makeup is.
I think it should be 2 offensive players without question.
Yep.
I could see a couple defensive players getting it.
Me too.
You know what? I have a little bit of inside knowledge. I know it's not one particular player, so I'm going to say 2 offensive that we can all probably guess, and the defensive one is harder to
You hold
imagine.
The Lions to 24 points
defensive
and 15 rushing yards. You got
to
put a defensive
Actually, I know who I know who it should be.
Stand.
And I think Donnie is actually going to be like the big, intelligent football guy with the defensive
Game
pick.
Ball number 3, Dom.
Game ball number 3 goes to Jalen Warren.
I had him second. You have 2 45 touchdowns and you go for what, a 143 in the game?
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
How many games would Najee Harris need to have to score 2 45-yard touchdowns?
Better question, how big would each of those gains have been with Najee Harris actually running the ball, 7 and 8 yards? He's actually explosive. He ran for 10.2 yards per carry.
I forget who I saw post this yesterday at some point in my ecstasy of watching the Steelers winning the game. Someone just adroitly pointed out one of the best things they did this offseason was let Najee walk. And yep. I agree with that.
Warren's an explosive player. He hits the hole aggressively, and he runs away from people. It's just a fact. By the way, you know when an explosive play is on the running game, right, Pony? 10 yards?
It's 15 it's 10, passing, 10 rushing.
No, it's 20 passing, 10 rushing.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Jalen Warren averaged an explosive play every time he carried the ball yesterday. Think about that.
Here is Tomlin on the keys to the Steelers' run game.
Just the efforts of the guys. It's that time of year, man. You got to do that if you want to control ball games. And we've been working hard at it. Certainly, we've taken some steps back at times. But I just appreciate the overall trajectory of the group. We had a bunch of second-year players, man, in that front. And so it's reasonable to expect them to get better, big picture, but in the midst of it, some of that. And we've experienced some of that, along with some attrition. But in spite of all of that, man, they just keep working.
I have been told that Dom has already screwed this up royally.
What?
I have been told that Dom has possibly on purpose, but at very least it's happened, done this wrong.
So he's
flipped
what
are you talking
it.
About?
So Warren should have been one?
Warren is actually 1 on Donnie's list, and okay. Dom flipped this.
Well, I didn't know this was in order. He gave me 3 players, and he said these are the guys that get the balls.
Yeah, but this is not your first rodeo. You've worked our show before. You should know how Donnie's game balls work.
Well, maybe Donnie should tell me that in the damn text.
Oh, wow.
All right, so Warren actually would be number 1.
Yes. All right, how about what you think is number 3 here, I guess?
All right, so number 3 would be Joey Porter Jr.
I thought he deserved consideration. I don't know if he'd have been the defensive player I would have gone with. Pony, he looks like an automatic to get a new contract.
100%.
Like it has. You want to talk about like sneaky little stories? How many weeks ago was I asking you whether you think they should?
Well,
pick
after
up that,
the bad
that
Thursday month. Night game against the Bengals, that was the low point of his season.
He has been nails for a long time now. I got to tip my cap, man. He's been really good.
I don't think I have a clip from Porter Jr. after the game. I do have him. I do have Hayward here on. Hold on here, Andrew.
All you need to know about Porter really quick while you're looking for that is he was matched up with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a pretty physical, tough dude out of the slot who sometimes goes out wide. St. Brown had four catches for 54 yards. He did almost all of his damage in the fourth quarter. They put Ramsey on him too at times, another big physical defender. Not a coincidence. Those two were the guys making the tackle on, or what should have been a tackle on, the game-ending play. Porter is a physical, confident dude. When it's going good, I think he's a fan favorite. When it's not so good, he can make people very mad. But he has been going really good for a long time now. He's playing like a true number one shutdown player.
Yeah, my defensive player that I would have had on the list is Hayward, because I just think he would represent
their run defense. I had a different
one. The best.
I would say it's Harmon, dude.
Well, him when he plays, yeah, the stats. But I actually thought Hayward played the best game of everybody up front.
They set a nice tone very early, though. Man, they got after Goff, and you knew it was going to be a long day for him.
Well, then I'm guessing game ball number two's got to be Kenny G.
It is Kenny G. Kenneth Gainwell.
Here is Rodgers on that Gainwell touchdown.
I saw the PI. I did not think he caught it, and I would not have expected him to have not been touched down either. That's why I said to Carl, I said, Sheppers, the white cap, I said, you know, it's really props to the back judge or side judge for not blowing that dead, because it looked in real time. I was standing obviously 50 yards away. It looked like an incomplete pass or had been touched down. But to keep the play going and allow it to go to a touchdown in order to review it is really good refereeing.
Kind of weird that he gave the refs more credit for the play than Gainwell, but he went on to say later that
He wished he had played the last 10 years of his career with him. Yeah. Yeah, I think he praised Gainwell enough.
Now, what is your issue with Donnie's game balls?
Well, I thought that there was an egregious...
Egregious?
Oh, yeah, boy. Person left off.
And?
I thought Aaron Rodgers deserved a game ball. That's just me.
Okay, so who do you take off the list then?
I probably would have taken off Joey Porter Jr.
They had to have a defensive representative there, Dom.
Why?
Because the game was defined by their defensive performance.
They held the best scoring offense in the league coming in points per game, 31 a game.
What, to two touchdowns in like 3 minutes?
They played prevent defense. We've been over this. They fundamentally altered what they did, and that is why it's a stupid decision. Every team does it. That's why the Lions actually scored.
See, here's the issue. And it's, you know, Donnie did it by excluding Rodgers from the list, and you two are doing it now. It's Aaron Rodgers hate, and it's because everybody thought he would suck going into the year. He's proved all of you wrong, and he looked great yesterday. If I had a play of the game, it would have been his 60-yard touchdown pass that was dropped by MVS in the end zone.
That would have been your pick for the biggest play of the game in
yeah,
your mind?
Because he flicked a ball 60 yards.
What's
That's
it like to watch a game with your head up your ass?
You know what? I think... Quite frankly, I think you both owe me an apology for the ridicule that you gave me going into the season for saying Rodgers would be great, and he's been freaking great.
Well, you said he was better than Josh Allen. That was the point of the argument, and he's
not.
No,
I said he had better numbers than Josh Allen.
But then when I pressed you on it, you said better numbers means you're a better quarterback.
No, I said better numbers means you have better numbers.
Who would you take right now to be the Steelers' quarterback if they were playing a playoff game tomorrow, Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that'd be close. That would be highly close. I'd probably still take Josh Allen.
Okay.
But it's like, it's neck and neck.
We don't drug test at this job, but if you had said Rodgers, we might have started.
We had Artie call in earlier and mentioned this Jonnu Smith play where Rodgers just, with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter when it was 3-3, yelled, "What the F are you doing?" And Kabali just reposted it, and I see a couple other sites doing the same thing. It is hilarious. That's what happened. But I can't get on Jonnu Smith from
yesterday. He had a 20-yard run.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, very much in his bag, showing like little looks that they were doing different. By the way, I don't want to get too in the weeds, but that's kind of what we're doing. The big criticism of Canada as the OC was that he did not understand how to sequence plays and like kind of play the chess match even week to week. They showed looks that they were running different stuff out of last week. Did you notice this? Like where they would move the backs around.
Well,
move
the
tush-push
thing is a big one for me too, where it wasn't a straight Hayward run.
They did the little handoff. They also did one where they moved Smith in motion a different time, showed a look that they've run something else off of, ran Smith again, then showed that look again, but did something else. Like it just, it was how games are supposed to be called by a person who appears to have an ability to see more than one play ahead of them.
Those were Donnie game balls that have been ridiculed and mocked by. Intern Dom, for some absurd reason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.